राज्य उवाच अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपाणाम् महत्तमम् अनुग्रहणीयशीला राजनाम कुलाम ब्राह्मण पाद शौचात् दूरात् विस्तृतम् बत घर्य कर्मा राज्य उवाच अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपाणाम् महात्तमानुग्रहणीयशीला राजनाम कुलम् ब्राह्मण पादशौचात् दूरात् विस्तृतम् बत घर्य कर्मा राज्य उवाच अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपाणाम् महात्मनानुग्रहणीयशीला राजनाम कुलम् ब्राह्मण पादशौचात् दूरात् विस्तृम्बत घर्यकर्मा राज्य उवाच अहो वयम् धन्यतम नृपानाम् महत्तम अनुग्रहणीयशीला राजनाम कुलम् ब्राह्मण पादशौचात् दूरात् विस्तृतम् बत धर्म कर्म कर्मा राज उवाच अहो वयम् धन्यतम नृपानाम् महत्तम अनुग्रहणीयशीला राजनाम कुलम् ब्राह्मण पादशौचात् दूरादुष्टतम् बत घर्य कर्मा माताजी राज्य उवाच राज्य द फॉर राज्य उवाच द फॉर्चुनेट किंग सेड अहो अह वयम वी धन्युतमः मोस्ट थैंकफुल नृपानाम ऑफ ऑल द किंग्स महत्तमः ऑफ द ग्रेट सोल्स अनुग्रहणीयशीला ट्रेन टू गेट फेवर्स राजनाम ऑफ द रॉयल कुलम ऑर्डर्स ब्राह्मण पाद फीट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणास शौचात रिफ्यूज आफ्टर क्लीनिंग दूरात एट अ डिस्टेंस विश्रितम ऑलवेज लेफ्ट आउट बता ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ घार्य कंडेमनेबल कर्म एक्टिविटीज ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द फॉर्चुनेट किंग सेड इंडीड वी आर द मोस्ट ग्रेटफुल ऑफ ऑल द किंग्स हु आर ट्रेन टू गेट फेवर्स फ्रॉम द ग्रेट सोल्स जनरली यू कंसिडर रॉयल्टी एज रेफ्यूज टू बी रिजेक्टेड एंड लेफ्ट इन अ डिस्टेंट प्लेस Purport. According to religious principles, stool, urine, wash water, etc. must be left at a long distance. Attached bathrooms urinals, etc., may be very convenient amenities of modern civilization, but they are ordered to be situated at a distance from residential quarters. That very example is cited here in relation to the kingly order for those who progressively marching back to Godhead. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that to be in intimate touch with dollar and sense men or the kingly order is worse than suicide for one who desires to go back to Godhead. In other words, the transcendentalists do not generally associate with men who are too enamored by the external beauty of God's creation. By advanced knowledge in spiritual realization, the transcendentalist knows that this beautiful material world is nothing but a shadowy reflection of the reality, the kingdom of God. They are not therefore very much captivated by royal opulence or anything like that. But in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, the situation was different. Apparently, the king was condemned to death by an inexperienced Brahmana boy. But factually, he was called by the Lord to return to him. Other transcendentalists, the great sages and mystics who assembled together because of Maharaj Parikshit's fasting unto death, were quite anxious to see him, for he was going back to Godhead. Maharaj Parikshit also could not understand that the great sages are assembled there, where all kind of his forefathers, the Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit also could understand that the great sages who were assembled there were all kind of his forefathers, the Pandavas, because of their devotional service to the Lord. He therefore felt grateful to the sages for being present there at the last stage of his life. And he felt that it was all due to the greatness of his late forefathers or grandfathers. He felt proud therefore that he happened to be the descendant of such great devotees. Such pride for the devotees of the Lord is certainly not equal to the puffed up sense of vanity for material prosperity. The first is reality, whereas the other is false and vain. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Narati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Udhapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I seek for blessings of all the devotees to at least speak on this verse. This verse is actually Parikshit Maharaj is expressing his gratitude for the association of devotees he is getting. The sages have come to know, I don't know how, but now we have email and... But there was some spiritual connection within the souls and the devotees of the Lord, where they got to know that Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. And he had decided to come to the bank of the Ganges. Parikshit Maharaj was a very powerful king. And this news spread that Parikshit Maharaj was sitting on the river bank awaiting death. Just one verse before this, last verse, he says that, I will fast unto death. So all the sages gather from all directions to meet Parikshit Maharaj. Now we need to understand, this meeting is not to console Parikshit Maharaj, ki aapke saath bahut bura hua. No. They had all come there because they knew when great souls are cursed or some atrocities or some unwanted eventual things happen with them, undesirable thing, that will give rise to another great occurrence or things for the world to witness. So they knew this curse is not ordinary curse just given by an immature Brahmana. There was plan of the Lord, this is plan of the Lord, and something magnanimous is going to happen beyond this curse. And they were all very pleased actually to understand that Parikshit Maharaj quietly accepted the curse. He didn't retaliate or he didn't counter curse. So that maybe pleased the sages. And all the sages assimilated there to give their association to Parikshit Maharaj. And as we know, after the rishis and the sages arrived at that place, Parikshit Maharaj actually welcomed everyone and seated them. And the king humbly bowed down to them, because he was within his heart, he was regretting, he was repenting that I have actually, he put that dead garland of dead snake on a sage who was meditating on the Lord. So he was repenting that, he was feeling very guilty for doing that act to a great sage who was in meditation to the Lord. And maybe he was thinking that, you know, now who will help me to get out of this curse? And he had come there. Basically, this verse, he is showing his astonishment. He is astonished that such great sages had come there to bestow their mercy upon him, even though he had committed such a heinous act of putting that garland on dead snake on the sage. So basically, he, out of that astonishment, he was expressing his gratitude. He was expressing his gratitude. He bowed down to them. He stood with folded hands, expressing his gratitude. Because those sages, it is said, they generally thought of royalty as contaminated, and had offered him their association because they had rejected royalty. These sages, they had rejected royalty. They didn't want to associate with the royal class of people, because kings are normally associated with money and women. Now, with money, you get a lot of opulence, there is woman. So they actually had rejected this association of royal class. So Parikshit Maharaj is expressing his gratitude. He's saying, of all kings, I am the most grateful. Great sages like you always avoid royalty for fear becoming infected by these association of material desires. Because kings have this seva of ruling the kingdom, so they need to have a lot of material opulence, lot of material association, and even within there is a lot of material desire to rule a kingdom. You need to be in the mode of passion to be a ruler. You cannot rule in the mode of goodness. So they had actually rejected this passionate association. But they were absolutely pleased to know that Parikshit Maharaj has renounced that kingdom and he has come and sat on the bank of the Ganges, fasting until death. He is fasting until death. And then he is offering his respect to all the kings. So Jiva Goswami comments on this that, you know, actually this verse is out of astonishment. Parikshit Maharaj is completely astonished ki how these great sages, even though I committed this blunder, they have come to bestow their mercy upon me. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, he was proud of his ancestors because he was descendants of Pandavas and his great-grandfathers, maybe Bhishma Dev. So the king thought humbly that the arrival of so many sages was due to Lord's special mercy upon me. He was aware that the kings are generally sinful, so the sages avoid such association. But Parikshit Maharaj, like I said, they had not come there to show their sorrow or to console him. Or they had come there for a higher cause. They knew Srimad Bhagavatam is going to be spoken here. And they had come for that. And it is said, as soon as Srimad Bhagavatam was over, they all left. They didn't wait for Parikshit Maharaj to leave his body. They all left that place immediately. So, this association of devotees is very important. So, there are three subjects here in this verse. One is association of devotees. One is Srila Parikshit Maharaj expressing his gratitude for the sages coming there. So, Parikshit Maharaj is basically not an ordinary person. He has just taken that step. That only shows that he is a great soul. When he accepted that curse and decided to fast unto death, shows that he was not just an ordinary person. He was a great devotee of the Lord. So he's like, you know, there is this verse in Bhagavatam which says, you know, Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prasantatma kotish api mahamuni. Kotish api mahamuni. O great sages, among millions who are liberated and perfect in all knowledge, they desire all knowledge of liberation, they desire to be devotees of the Lord. They desire to be devotees of Narayan. And out of such great soul, one is Prashantatma. One is fully peaceful and extremely rare. So Parikshit Maharaj, even though he was cursed, he was completely Prashant. He was peaceful. He was not disturbed or agitated by that curse or didn't want to counteract. So like this we see all these things here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this purport, there is said association of royal class, woman. So there is this great example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not wanting to give association or meet Maharaj Pratap Rudra. This is there. But there is a difference. Still there is a difference in the royal class. What the sages would avoid, not just the royal class. There are two types of royal class. One is pure devotee of the Lord. They are rulers, but they are pure devotees of the Lord. They are completely surrendered to the will of the Lord. They are called Rajarishis, like Yudhishthir Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Prataprudra, King Prataprudra. And there are one more royal class who is completely proud of their opulence, of their position, of their power, and who are completely engaged in woman and three W's, woman, wine and wealth. So one example of that is Dhana, what is that? King, during Chanakya Rishi, Dhananand, he was into that. And we see Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksh. So they were all king, royal class. But they were all demons. They were just attached to that power and position. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he is like that. He was rejecting that royal class, which has nothing to do with the supreme power, the supreme personality of Godhead. So here there is a very nice conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, it is between Prataprudra and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Here it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela it comes. The king receives Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy indirectly by his glance. You know, when they are dancing, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falls on Prataprudra Maharaj. But directly in front of public, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses to meet Prataprudra. So it is said, Sakshatana Deya Deki Parokshate Daya Ke Bunjite Pare Chaitanya Chandre Ramaya. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand this internal potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting or playing the part of a world teacher. So when he was acting as a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king. Because the king is actually a mundane person interested in money and woman. Indeed, the word king suggests no one is always, they are always surrounded by woman and money, woman and wealth, woman and money. So a sannyasi must avoid. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of this association, it is said in that purport. But the very word king means one who is not associating with goodness. They are always in always in the mood of, you know, controlling, ruling the kingdom. But here it is said, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused the king, but indirectly he gave him mercy. Because he knew he was pure devotee of the Lord. That king was pure devotee of the Lord, Prataprudra. So the king was unable to understand the Lord's magnanimity or his mysterious activity. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was explaining this to Prataprudra. He said, don't worry, you will get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because indirectly he has given you mercy. And he was very pleased to see you brooming in front of Lord Jagannath. So you have given up that pride and you were humbly serving the Lord. So that has pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day you will get his mercy. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tells, Tomara upar prabhura sampurna mana, Tomara lakshakari sikshaya nijajana. He doing nirlaksh of you just to teach the common populace at large. So he said, the Lord is very satisfied with you because he would always give you some mercy indirectly. But externally, he is just teaching to the world how a common man or a sage or a sadhaka should behave in this mundane world. Although outwardly the king was a mundane man interested in money and woman, internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to Lord Jagannath. A person may appear to be a pound and shilling man, interested in money and woman, But if he is actually very meek and humble and surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. So we see all this, you know, to run an institute, to preach, everything you need, help of royal class. Otherwise it is very difficult. So when they are hankering for association of saintly people, they get purified in that process. So Pratap Rudra was completely purified and a pure devotee of the Lord. So that is when he got association of the Lord. Similarly, there is one exchange between, of course this is not royal class, between Guru and disciple, Ishwara Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ishwara Puri was serving Madhavendra Puri, his spiritual master, in his last days. So he would serve him in all menial ways. You know, like now here it is explained in the Purpose of Upadhyaya, speaking of how toilets were built outside and houses didn't have toilets. So there was one very big, somewhere in Rajasthan, a very big mahal. And devotees had gone there and they were searching for washroom. Washroom was not there inside. It was a big, huge place, many, and washroom was outside. That was the culture. So basically it is, of course, now we are all staying in towers and flats and we have a washroom. So artificially we cannot speak on this subject because we are not living that life. We are living all in this, artificial environment. So still there is a very nice opportunity in this mission to purify yourself. That is by devotional service and one is deity worship. Om apavitro pavitro va sarva avastam gatopi va yasmaret pundari kaksha savayantare suchihi. You are, you know, actually it is like om apavitro pavitro va. If one is apavitra, impure, or even pavitra, pure, from within, in all conditions. And in all conditions, if he remembers Pundarikaksha. Pundarikaksha is the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead. One name of Lord Vishnu. If you remember, then you become pure from outside and from within also. Not just from outside. So deity worship, you have a lot of procedures which keeps you clean from outside, you know. Cleanliness and punctuality, two things are the most important aspects of deity worship. And then when you slowly, slowly start chanting the holy name, worshipping the Lord, you become pure from within. So this prasanga is much higher than that, you know. This is between pure souls. So here Ishwara Puri Gosai Kare Shripada Sevana Swahastak Kare Mala Mutra Marjana. So he was serving his spiritual master, Mahadunda Puri, and with his own hands, he was cleaning all the vista of his spiritual master. And he was, you know, Nirantara Krishna Nam Karay Smarana, Krishna Nam Krishna Nila Sunaya Anukshana. Nirantara, always he was chanting the holy name and the pastimes of Lord Krishna to Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri was extremely pleased by this, because Ishwara Puri helped Madhavendra Puri to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead during his last days. So he becomes so pleased and overwhelmed with Madhavendra, with Ishwara Puri, that he goes and embraces Madhavendra Puri, goes and embraces Ishwara Puri. Tustahana Puri Tandra Kaile Alingana. Immediately he goes and embraces Madhavendra Puri and then he benedicts him. He gives him a benediction that Naradile Krishna Tomara Hai Uka Premadhana. You will get this love of Krishna. You will get this, you will become a great devotee of Lord Krishna and you will get love of Krishna. So when you serve great souls and when you are eager for their association, you purify yourself from within and without and you get benedictions from them to uplift your consciousness and your life at large. So this is one very good chance. So Parikshit Maharaj was very eager for this association of devotees and this association of these sages. There is this very nice story of Hanumanji. Hanumanji visited Lanka and Vibhishan was there. Vibhishan had taken this thing for, you know, for, what is that? He had got a benediction to live a very nice dharmic life. So Vibhishan was a very dharmic person. So, of course, we know Vibhishan as pure devotee of the Lord. Yes, he was devotee of the Lord, but he became pure devotee of the Lord only when Hanumanji went and met him. Hanumanji went and met Vibhishan in his great trip to Lanka, where he burnt the whole Lanka. So before that he meets Vibhishan. So Vibhishan, in association of Hanuman, became a pure devotee of Lord Ram. Before that, there are instances where he never objected to what Ravana said or, you know, he just quietly was a quiet spectator. So when you become devotee of the Lord, you cannot be just a spectator. Then you have to do something. That love of Godhead which you have received, you need to give it to somebody else or anybody around you. So Parikshit, so when Vibhishana would never speak in front of his elder brother, he was completely petrified and scared of Ravana. But after he became a devotee, when he met Hanuman, that completely made him fearless. He became fearless after meeting Hanuman. So there is one small story. Our Shubh Vilas Prabhu says in his this thing in his presentation that Hanumanji, Vibhishan was one day sitting and chanting Lord Ram's name, Ram, 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 Ram. And some spies see, what is this fellow doing? In Lanka, Ravan ke Rajya mein, kya ho raha hai? So then he goes and informs Ravana that your brother is sitting and chanting your enemy's name, Lord Ram's name, your enemy's name he is chanting. So Ravana comes to see what his brother is doing. So he's in complete fired up anger. He wants to chastise Vibhishana. So he comes to Vibhishana and then he suddenly tells, you know, what are you doing? So Vibhishana is so scared of Ravana actually. So he does not admit that he is chanting Lord Ram's name. He says, this is just first two syllable is your name, Ravana ka Ra and Mandori ka, Mandodri ka M. Ma. So he says, I am chanting your name. But within he is a devotee of the Lord. He is chanting Lord Ram's name. But externally, outside he needs to maintain the peace in his kingdom. So he follows that. But then when Hanuman comes and meets him, after that fear is gone. After that, when a devotee, when these great sages come and give you their association, this fear, this bhaya is gone. In that second canto, when Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what is the duty of a man who is about to die? So Sukhdev Goswami says, no? Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smarit Ichchet Abhayam. So Smarit Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma, O King, who is Ishwara? Ishwara Parama Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. The Param Ishwara is Krishna, who is full of bliss, full of eternity and full of joy. Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the beginning. There is nobody before him. So he is the cause of all causes. So when you do this, Kirtitavya Smaratavya, Shrotavya Kirtitavya Smaratavya. Shrotavya is hearing about the Lord. Kirtitavya is speaking about the Lord, Kirtan of the Lord. And Smaratavya is always remembering the Lord. What happens? Ichchet Abhayam. This fear of punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, that fear is removed and you become fearless. So, Vibhishana became fearless to the extent that he tried to preach to Ravana. That is basically impossible in his kingdom, preaching to Ravana. But in the association of Hanuman, Vibhishana became so fearless that he preached to Ravana. And when Ravana didn't accept his preaching, he was ready to leave Ravana. He left Ravana and he came and surrendered to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram says, what Vibhishana, even if Ravana comes and says once that I am yours, I will forgive him. That is the Lord's benediction. Anybody who comes to the lotus feet of the Lord and just says once, oh my Lord, I am yours, the Lord will forgive you. There is this verse in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvatha tektva deham punarjanma neiti mameti so Arjuna. My Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, my birth and my appearance and my activities are transcendental. Whoever understands it as it is, do not have to take birth again in this material world. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, we are in this material world, we just go to our temple and helplessly raise your hands, and once you tell the Lord, oh my Lord, I am yours, you will surely go back to God. Srila Prabhupada gives that assurance. In that purport, he writes that. Just come once in front of the Lord, in front of the deities, and helplessly raise your hand and tell the Lord, oh my Lord, I am all yours. Please help me. Please take me back at your lotus feet. And the Lord hears. That is the Lord's magnanimity. So here, Parikshit Maharaj is expressing his gratitude to all the sages who assembled there to give their benedictions for him. Even though he had come, he felt he was repenting for that crime he had done of putting that dead snake on the neck of a sage who was meditating on the Lord, and his not very matured Brahmana boy cursed Parikshit Maharaj. So there is one more instance also that is a little different. Hanumanji meeting Lord Ram and Lakshmana. Sugriva is the king of Sugriva. So Hanumanji introduces himself as servant of Sugriva. When he first meets Lord Ram, and because he does not recognize them, and he introduces himself as servant of Sugriva. So the Lord is not very pleased when you identify yourself with something which is not. So then Lord Ram, then Hanuman realizes, they are not ordinary boys. They are king of Ayodhya, Lord Ram and Lakshman, my worshipable Lord. And then he completely surrenders to the Lord. So when the Lord hears that he is servant of Sugriva, all this introduction, Lord does not show reveal to Hanuman that he is Lord Ram. Till we do not surrender our mind and senses to the lotus feet of the Lord will not reveal his opulence or his mercy upon us. Of course, whatever we are doing, material opulence, spiritual benediction, everything is mercy of the Lord. But unless we express that to the Lord will not show his identity to you. So then when Hanumanji expresses his gratitude and he says, oh my Lord, I am your servant. I am servant of Lord Ram. That is when Lord Ram revealed himself to Hanuman. So like that, here Parikshit Maharaj is begging for the mercy of those sages. And then he goes to say, he does not say that because I am a great king, all of you have assembled here. No. He does not identify himself with all the opulences he had or all the benedictions he had of the kingdom and his money, his wealth, all that he does not say. He says, all of you have come here because of my forefathers and my grandfathers. Because of my great-grandfathers, my forefathers who were Pandavas, the pure devotees of the Lord. That's why you all have appeared here to bestow your mercy upon me. So like that, when you are associated to pure devotees of the Lord, in whatever way, you know, the Lord recognizes you as His servant. So here, Parikshit Maharaj, basically, like I said, they just came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. They didn't come there to pacify Parikshit Maharaj. Arre, aapke saath bahut bura hua. No. They just came to see there because when such things happen with such elevated personalities, the outcome of that is not sorrow. The outcome of that is not depression or sadness. The outcome of such things happening to elevated personality is something magnanimous. So the outcome of Parikshit Maharaj's curse was Srimad Bhagavatam, which is glorified for rest of eternity. For rest of, you know, I don't know, whatever time is there, for rest of eternity, this Bhagavatam is going to be glorified. And this is Amalam Puranam, which was spoken by Sukhdev Goswami. And they could read, there was no internet or email or WhatsApp or Instagram, ki aaj yahan par Bhagavatam hone wala hai. No. They just heard that Parikshit Maharaj is going to the banks of the rivers and is going to fast until death. So they knew something magnanimous is going to happen here. All the saintly people assembled there on their own. There was no invitation given to them. They all assembled there to hear this glory of devotees and the Lord. Bhagavatam is actually glorification of the Lord and the devotees. Srimad Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to live in this material world. Bhagavatam teaches us how to leave this material world. Bhagavatam is a glorious description of pure devotees where when calamities came upon them, how they helplessly surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord. Like Draupadi, she was the most powerful queen. She has Pandavas, five powerful husbands. Who can be more powerful than Draupadi? But then when nothing helped, she helplessly raised her hands and called out for Krishna, Hey Govinda. And that is when Krishna came. So Parikshit Maharaj was actually following in the footsteps of his ancestors, great souls. We hear of Bali Maharaj. When Bali Maharaj gave that three boon to Vamandev, Shukracharya came and shocked him. What are you doing? He is Vishnu. He will take away everything. You will be left with nothing. What will you do after that? That time Parikshit Maharaj, Bali Chakravarti says, Bali Maharaj says, I have to live up to the expectation and name and fame of my ancestors. I have spoken this, I cannot go back on my words. Pran jaye par vachan na jaye. I have said this, I cannot go back now. So I have given these three vows, I have to fulfill it. I have told him, I'll give you three steps, I have to fulfill it. What is the reason? The reason he says is, because I have to keep up to the image and prestige of my ancestors. Mere purvajo ke ijjat ka sawal hai. I cannot go back on my words. No? Today we see now what is happening. I don't have to describe that. So, great sages, great souls are like that. They have nothing to do with their name, fame, opulence. No. So here Parikshit Maharaj is exactly saying that. Parikshit Maharaj is saying that all of you have assembled here because I am descendant of the great Pandavas. And Pandavas are pure devotees of the Lord. And I am very proud of that opulence. We need to understand this simile which is used. He is saying, I am not proud because I am the king of the whole world. Oh, sorry, not whole world, whole universe. No, I am proud because I am descendant of the Pandavas. I am descendant of the pure devotees of the Lord. That is my only glory. And all of you all have come here because of that. You all have not come because of me. You all have come here because I am descendant of the great Pandavas. So similarly, even we should understand, you know, whatever we are doing is because of the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We are all here because of what Prabhupada went through in his life. What our spiritual gurus went through. What hardship they went through. What our senior devotees went through to build this temple. So we are just recipients of their mercy. We have not done anything here. So similarly, Parikshit Maharaj is expressing his gratitude to being the descendants of the Pandavas. So, and they were very eager to come and hear this Bhagavatam. All the sages who assembled there were very eager to come and hear this Bhagavatam. So we see many instances like this, you know, eagerness to hear. There is this pastime of Lord Shiva in Godrumadvip. Godrumadvip, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place is there now, in Navdeep, in Godrumadvip. It is called Madhyadvip. It is called Madhyadvip. The seven rishis, Sapta rishis, did tapasya there, and they came to hear Bhagavatam there from the Lord, from Lord Narayan. And that pastime happened in the afternoon, in the Madhyana. Madhyana is afternoon. So that's why that place is called Madhyadvip. So there is this one more pastime where Suta Goswami is speaking Bhagavatam there, glorifying the Lord in Madhyadvip, in Godrumadvip. And all the sages had assembled, Suta Goswami and all the other sages had assembled there. And Lord Shiva got to know that yahan par Bhagavatam is happening. So Lord Shiva immediately took his bull and started running towards Godrumadvip. But then he realized bull is very slow. So he takes Brahma's Hamsa Vahana. Hamsa Vahana he takes, and he takes Hamsa and sits on Hamsa, and he comes to that place to hear Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami. So that eagerness to hear. So all these sages assembled here just with that eagerness to hear Bhagavatam. So that place is called Hamsa Vahana. Hamsa Vahana. So before that, one more pastime is there, you know, where Narad Muni gives him Uttishta Prasadam, Mahaprasad of Vishnu, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he takes that Mahaprasad, he goes into ecstasy, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva goes into ecstasy and starts dancing. And that dance becomes so powerful, it becomes like Tandav. He goes into so much ecstasy and starts dancing, it becomes like Tandav. Before it was there, all Sunday feast. Radhanath Maharaj used to sing the Sunday feast, Gaur Aarti. And then all devotees would dance here. The whole floor used to shake. So whoever were down, it would feel like Tandav happening upstairs. So when Lord Shiva started dancing, it was actually like Tandav, and it started, the whole earth started moving. And the demigods were petrified. They came to Mother Parvati and told her, please tell your husband to stop this dance. Otherwise, because this dance is done during destruction, now this is not time for destruction. So then they go, and Mother Parvati pacifies Lord Shiva. But actually Lord Shiva was in ecstasy, not in anger mood. So like that, this prasadam of the Lord, this association of devotees, this study of Bhagavatam, our life must be hankering for these things. Whenever we get an opportunity to associate with devotees, we must immediately take it up. So this purport, Prabhupada is speaking on these three aspects of devotional life. One is association of devotees is very important in our life. Second is saintly people will not be attracted by your opulence and power. Only way to attract saintly people is pure devotional service. And third is eagerness of devotees to hear Bhagavatam. These three things are explained here. And of course, now this, it was like a big atrocity or whatever you call it, a calamity in Parikshit Maharaj's life, because he was cursed to die in 7 days. But if you go through the whole of Bhagavatam, great saintly sages or the Rajarishis who had surrendered their life to the Lord, everybody were like that. If you go back, you know, before Parikshit Maharaj, the Pandavas, they were cursed or they were banished from Hastinapur for 12 years and 1 year incognito. So they were not lamenting or they didn't lament. They, what is that? Disaster is a stepping stone to success. Like that. So they took that for associating with great souls. They started associating in that 12 years, they started searching and meeting great souls. And they perfected their life. Of course, they were pure devotees of the Lord. But that is how they spent their life. And then we know many cases, you know. Vidura. Duryodhan told Vidura, get out of this place. I can just leave you with your breath. So when Vidura was removed from Hastinapur, Vidura didn't lament. He immediately left everything and he went into the forest to take association of great sages. And he took association of Vidura. He took Uddhava and Maitreya Rishi. And he heard Bhagavatam from them. So all these things is, you know, an opportunity for us. Because there is no point crying over calamities. That will not solve problem. So when you surrender to a higher authority, to a higher power, in your calamities, you are protected and you are saved. That is what Parikshit Maharaj is showing us by his own example. And we have, of course, Srila Prabhupada. He surrendered everything and he traveled all over the world just to uplift suffering humanity. He didn't go to US to make money. He was at Boston Harbor and he saw the big, big towers. And I think there were a few devotees with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had tears in his eyes. Boston mein aake koi rota hai kya? But Srila Prabhupada had tears in his eyes. And when they asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what happened? Prabhupada said, they are all suffering. They are all suffering. They are living in big, big towers and they have big, big cars. But they are all suffering. Man is running on four wheels for sense gratification, like the animals are running on four legs. So they are all suffering. And that was Prabhupada's compassion for fallen conditioned souls. And because of that compassion, that outpour of compassion which came out of Prabhupada's eyes, those tears, was our saving grace. We were all saved because of that compassion Prabhupada had for suffering humanity. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, all glories to assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.